Welcome to the Tell Us Something podcast. I'm Mark Moss, your host. Tell Us Something awakens imagination, empowers storytellers, and connects the Missoula community through that transformative power of personal storytelling. It is a celebration of each other, our stories, and how we move through the world together. All of the stories at Tell Us Something are true. Stories last for 10 minutes and are told from memory. Everyone is welcome to tell a story. The Missoula community comes together for a night of true personal stories, shared live, focused on a theme. Everyone has a story. What's yours? This episode of the Tell Us Something podcast was recorded in front of a live audience on October 1st, 2015 at the Roxy Theater in Missoula, Montana, at the opening event of the first annual Montana Film Festival. Six storytellers shared their story based upon the theme, Real Stories. That's R-E-E-L. Get it? A movie pun? Never mind. Today's story comes to us from Joseph Grady and is titled Conversation with Crow. Thank you for listening.
Amazing to be in such company. I'll start by saying that. I want to tell you a story about a crow. It's kind of a transformative story as well. I'm a drunk and a horse thief. Wait, it gets better. That's actually how a lot of people in the sober community refer to themselves when they straighten up, fly right. I started drinking when I was 21 years old. By the way, this is not an AA meeting. I started drinking when I was 21, and that first experience, I blacked out, which should have told me something. But I really took to it, or rather it took to me, however you want to look at it. And off I went. Let me back up real quick. I was born in Browning, Montana. I am an enrolled Blackfeet Nation member. My parents died when I was very young, just a baby. And I was adopted off of the reservation by an Irishman and a woman who is Swedish German. Beautiful people. Some of the most beautiful people I know. I grew up in Catholic school and public school, like many, many people in the United States, the suburban central Arizona, Indiana, Washington, parts of Montana. My father's a professor of electrical engineering, dragged us around the country. Very smart man. To get back to the story, after taking those first drinks, I drank for the next 17 years. I started my day with a jug of wine. And that was my lunch. It was my dinner, my dessert. That was essentially my life. There's a son in there as well, who was born at the beginning of this downward spiral. And the downward spiral started very, very quickly, much to my chagrin. I was homeless throughout most of that, disconnected from my kid. We didn't connect with each other until much later on in life. Public school did a deplorable job of informing me about Native American people. I was a little bitter about that. I don't have as long a acting career as many of the people here. My first role was the Native American in the Thanksgiving pageant as a child. And subsequently every Thanksgiving after that. That being said, by the time I was out of high school and had graduated, I was over mascots, the Bellingham High School Red Raiders. I was over the Thanksgivings. I was over the Columbus days. I was so freaking sick and tired of it because I had no idea who I was. The only person that I'd ever connected to who was Blackfoot in my life was James Welsh. It was a book that I found when I was a child, called Riding the Earth Boy 40. It's a book of poetry, and there was one poem in particular that stood out to me. I won't share it with you tonight. Suffice to say, that was a kind of a huge role model for me, something I was very disconnected from. Moving forward, I went on from high school to this lengthy homeless tirade where I went through friends, I went through women, I went through jobs like they were going out of style. The last job I lost was right here in Missoula, Montana, a little restaurant that had just opened up. Subsequently, I'd been fired for being drunk on the job. I'd been kicked out of the home I was at. I'd lost connection with my son again. Hadn't eaten in 3 days. I was sort of lost. A couple bottles of wine in my bag, my backpack. That's where I lived. I was used to living there. So at the end of this, I'm sitting in a field in a little place that's now known as the Old Mill District, I think is what it's called. It's a used to be an open field with nothing but crumbling concrete, weeds, refuse, old broken buildings. Quite appropriate for how I was feeling. Felt right at home. As I sat there that day drinking my breakfast of wine, feeling like, shit, I'm going to go back home to Washington with my tail between my legs and my kid off somewhere. I don't know what's going to happen. After a short while, this kind of fog lifted, if you will. It's like the booze wasn't working. It was just very clear. And situated to my right, on this concrete piling, this old sort of slanted broken piece sticking up out of the ground, there was a crow. There were several others around, they were flying around, but this one was a little bit different. It spoke to me. I didn't know what to do with that. So I continued, I had this conversation, if you will, talk about an existential crisis. There I stood, or sat rather, with this bird, and it was telling me things. As it spoke, something became very clear to me. I was thinking about Native American history. Thousands of years of Native American history suddenly just hit me like a fist, like a memory almost. There was a clarity to it, a deep, fulfilling breath. I asked the bird, what about all this religion stuff and the stuff I grew up in? I'm lost. I don't know what to do. Give it up. Put it on the ground and leave it. Leave it for the spirits. Okay. Well, I kind of went on. I listened a little longer. And after a while, I was just sitting there alone. I was drunk. Felt like I'd just come out of a blackout, which I had done many, many, many times in my life. Except for I never remembered any of the blackouts. That stuff was just sort of lost to the world. But this was crystalline in my head, what had happened. It was clear. And the thing I realized in that moment was I don't have to do this anymore. So I stood up and I went across the river and I checked into this little hotel. I had a couple $100 in my pocket and I rented a room. I detoxed in that room. I spent about a week in there convulsing, seizing, throwing up. By the time I could keep a glass of water down and a little bit of food, my time was up in the room. And what I realized at that moment was it doesn't matter if I'm homeless, penniless, jobless, no prospects. I'm going to stay here, and I'm going to be with my kid. I'm going to figure it out. I'm going to listen to that bird. I moved on, of course, and that was October 11th, 2006. I haven't had a drink since. And thank you. Turns out this is an AA meeting. All right. This doesn't have to stay here, by the way. All right, so I have this experience, and I've every moment since that point, I take that with me. I wake with it, and I say, thank you. Think about that bird. I go to bed. I thank that bird. I've been through school. I've acted. I've been around amazing people. The first role I was cast in was Winter in the Blood, a James Welsh story. It was a bucket list moment, full circle. The thing I've come to learn throughout all of this, aside from being an actor, not being an actor, telling stories, etc., is that the Blackfeet are storytellers. That's who we are. We share with community. And that's the thing I took away that day with that bird. Ever since that moment, all of that disconnect and loss is completely gone. I feel like I'm part of a community. It's unbelievable. For a guy who was looking at the possibility of just checking out. I'm going to end with this real quickly. I was invited to the home of Lois Welch, where James used to sit and think. And I sat for a moment out by this, on this wood-carved seat. And it wasn't like everything had started to make sense. That feeling of being part of something actually became real. I felt inspired. I wanted to help my friends. I wanted to be a part of something much larger. And it was the most humbling experience of my life to be in that place in that moment. So I thank that crow for all of these experiences. Whatever comes next, I'm going to capitalize on it. I'm going to make the most of it. Life is really juicy now. I really love that. Anyway, that's all I have. Kitaka Damatsen.
Thanks, Joseph. Joseph Grady studied acting at the University of Montana before landing a role in Winter in the Blood in 2013. He continues putting his heart into all that he does and works hard at building community wherever he can. Tell Us Something is proud to be fiscally sponsored by Missoula Community Foundation, a 501c3 organization. Missoula Community Foundation has been providing leadership to Missoula nonprofits and inspiring long-term philanthropy in Missoula since 2007. For the good of Missoula, forever. MissoulaCommunityFoundation.org. Thank you for your support of live storytelling and local art, the bookstore at the University of Montana. Our title sponsor in 2015, the bookstore at the University of Montana is a local bookstore serving the students, faculty, and staff of the University of Montana, as well as the Missoula community. MontanaBookstore.com. Fact and Fiction, where books, authors, ideas, and readers interact. FactandFictionBooks.com. The Roxy Theater, a nonprofit arts and cultural organization that is a place with something for everyone and a catalyst for Missoula's culture and arts. Each year, the Roxy presents thousands of screenings, live performances, and educational, nonprofit, and community events to over 25,000 friends. With the help of hundreds of volunteers, the Roxy merges community, cinema, and education for the Missoula community. theroxytheater.org. Montana Film Festival, celebrating independent and mainstream films shot in Montana. MontanaFilmFestival.org. Haley Faust. Haley Faust is a graphic and media designer based in the heart of the Rocky Mountains. From concept to final design launch, Haley puts her heart and soul into your design project. HaleyFaust.com. Podcast production by Ashley Nielsen. Thanks to Cash for Junkers, who provided the music for the podcast. Find them at CashForJunkersMusic.com. And thank you to everyone who attends the events, those of you who download the podcasts, and especially to the storytellers, Mike Steinberg, Gregory Johnson, Kendra Myalnichuk, Michael Murphy, Lily Gladstone, Joseph Grady, Allison Whitmer, and Zach Thomas. Find us on Facebook and Twitter. Check the website to find out how you can tell your own story and to learn about the dates and themes for 2016. The next Tell Us Something is March 29th at the Wilma. The theme is, Why Didn't Anyone Tell Me? Remember, your story matters. Find us at tellussomething.org. Thanks for listening.